Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, renounced order of life at the age of 24, when he was only 24 years old, young man, he took sannyas. And Shankaracharya, he also took sannyas at the age of 8 years. Shankaracharya was exterminated from the, extricated from the Brahmin society. Therefore, he took sannyas, gave up the whole society, principle, life, so forth, at the age of 8 years. He was born of a widow. Therefore, he was not accepted in the society. So, when his mother died, he called for the neighbors to help him for the funeral ceremony. Nobody came to help him because he was considered bastard. Hindu society say 1,500 years ago was very, very strict. So he set fire in his house. House means cottage, and went there. So the funeral ceremony was performed along with the burning of the house. So he was great, he became a very great scholar. It is said that Shankaracharya is incarnation of Lord Shiva. Shankara, Shankara, Swayam. Shankara is known as Lord Shiva. This Shankaracharya was also a great devotee of Lord Shiva. This Mayavadi, they worship especially Lord Shiva. So, the Mayavadi means that Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His name, His fame, His quality, His entourage, everything belonging to Krishna. These philosophers, followers of Shankaracharya, they believe they are Maya. Maya means this material. Their philosophy is that nirvisheshabhag. Ultimately, everything is impersonal. Almost akin to the philosophy of Buddha. Zero. Boy. So, nirvishesha sunyavad. However, mission is to defy this nirvishesh impersonalism and worry. Our Krishna is not boy, he is a person, supreme person, but not made of this Maya. His person eternal. Here we are made person by Maya. Your body and my body, we are person undoubtedly, but this body is made of Maya. Maya means it will not exist, which has no eternal existence. whatever body we have got, it will be finished after some years. And it will never come in existence. It was never in existence before. Neither it will again come into existence. Just like exactly the each and every wave of the ocean, it is temporary. That particular wave was never in existence, and after it subsides, it will never become again of the same size, same like that. Every wave is coming and again going. This morning we are singing about Lord Brahma, sung by Vidyapati. Kata chaturanana mari mari javat. Chaturanana, four faces, Lord Brahma. Many, many Brahma is coming and going. What is because this material universe is like that. You come, you take a form, and again this form is vanquished. Again you take another form. That form which you had in your last life, that is gone for you. So this is called Maya. So any philosopher who takes Krishna also subjected to this laws of Maya, they are called Mayavadi. Mayavadi or Sunnavadi, practically the same. There are two kinds of Mayavadis. They are called Mayavadi of Sarnath and Mayavadi of Varanasi. Some of you who had gone to India might have seen Varanasi, a very ancient city, pilgrimage, many thousands and thousands years ago. Nobody knows. Even we hear about the city of Varanasi at the time of Harishchandra. Long, long ago, many millions of years ago. So, Mathura also. These are very, very old cities. Varanasi. So the Varanasi is mostly inhabited by these Shankarites. And just a few miles off from Varanasi, there is one place which is called Sarnath. In this place, the Bauddha philosophers flourished. They came from Gaya, Gaya province. Gaya province is now known as Gaya, the city Gaya is still there. But this province is called now Bihar. And Gaya is one of the ancient cities also. There is a Vishnu temple in Gaya. So people go to worship Lord Vishnu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, before taking a sannyas, he went to Gaya to worship Lord Vishnu. Worship Lord Vishnu here in Gaya means to offer sadhya oblations to the forefathers. According to Vedic scripture, if some of my relatives or father and forefather did not get the body are in the, what is called, ghost world. One has become a ghost. Ghost means one who does not get this gross body, lives in subtle body. There are two kinds of bodies, subtle body and gross body. Gross body is made of this earth, water, fire, air, sky. And subtle body is made of mind, intelligence and ego. So, one who is too much attached to this material world or too much sinful, sometimes they are punished by not getting this gross body. They live in the subtle body and that is called ghost. Ghost will be present before you, but you cannot see him. Generally, these ghosts are mischievous because they do not get gross body. They want to enjoy life, but without gross body, they cannot enjoy. Therefore, sometimes a ghost takes shelter of another gross body. And that person who is such ghostly haunted becomes ghostly haunted and speaks like the ghost. So, according to Vedic system, supposing that my father, grandfather and any relative has obtained this ghostly body, could not get this gross body, so in his name, oblations are offered on the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu in Gaya, Gaya Pindadam. Then that person gets again gross body, means again he is allowed to enter into the womb of a material mother and another gross body is formed by the material supplied by the mother. The form is made according to the form of the mother and the living entity comes out of the womb and begins his karma again. So, this Gaya city is still existent, the temple is existent and people go there. The Lord Buddha flourished in this Gaya province. Kikiteshu Bhavishya. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is predicted where the least of the incarnation of Godhead is given. And the fourth chapter, I think, in that list, Lord Buddha's name is mentioned. Not only his name, but his mother's name, Anjanasuta. Hikiteshu Bhavishyati. Srimad Bhagavata was compiled by Vyasadeva 5,000 years ago. And Lord Buddha was to appear in between from this date about 2,600 years ago he appeared. Therefore, the word is given there, Bhavishyati, future. 5,000 years ago it was future tense. Therefore, Bhavishyati. So, Shastra is like that. Bhut, Bhavishyat, Vartamana. Bhut means past and Bhavishyat means future and Vartamana means present. A Shastra will give you direction about past, present and future. That is Shastra. That is called scripture. In there is a system of astrology. It's called Bhrigu Samhita. From that Bhrigu Samhita still, if you go to India, there are many scholars, expert in Bhrigu Samhita astrology. They will tell you, if you approach one of them, he will give you the history of your past life, the history of your present life, and the history of your future life. Then, astronomical calculation they will give you. At least you will understand so many things of your past life. That will be the evidence. And it will be future life also. Bhrigu Samhita. That Bhrigu Muni made this scientific knowledge long, long ago. He has left such calculation, those who are expert. It is simply calculation. They will make a check, and from the check, these slokas are there. This check means, this calculation means this, this calculation means this. So, this, they are also Mayavadi. The followers of Buddha philosophy, they are Mayavadi. And the followers of Shankaracharya, they are also Mayavadi. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas especially to defy these two kinds of philosophical methods, Mayavad. Maya, it is already stated in the Padma Purana, Mayavadam asat shastram prachannam bodham uchyate. Mayaiva goditam devi kalo brahmana murtiya. Lord Shiva is speaking to his wife Parvati. You know Lord Shiva and Parvati. Parvati is the personified god of this material energy, Parvati, Durga. The personified energy, Durga. Srishti sthiti pralaya sadhana shakti rika Durga. She is so powerful, she can create a universe, she can maintain and she can dissolve also, dissolute also. She is so powerful. So she is the wife of Lord Shiva. And what is the position of Lord Shiva? She is so much in renounced order of life that he can give his devotee material opulence like anything. But he himself lives underneath a tree. And his wife, so powerful that she creates, maintains and annihilates the universe, but she remains a very obedient, submissive wife of Lord Shiva. You have seen the picture of Lord Shiva and Parvati sitting always underneath the bale tree. So, what is their business? The business is, Parvati is perpetually asking her husband about spiritual matters, everything, and the husband is replying. That is the duty of husband and that is of the duty of wife. Wife should get enlightenment from the husband and she should give service. The husband is well situated, she is not in discomfort, always looking to the comfort of the husband, and the duty of the husband to enlighten the wife, always. Therefore, husband is accepted as guru, pati guru. In India, when a woman speaks of her husband, she says, pati guru, my husband must, pati guru. And it is not the system, Vedic system, to call the husband by name. As in the Western country, the husband is called by his name. No, out of respect, the wife does not call the husband by his real name. So this talking is going on perpetually. So when Parvati or Durga, she is asking her husband, what is this Mahabharata philosophy? Because that is there mentioned in the Shastra about the Mahabharata. So Lord Shiva is explaining what is this Mahabharata philosophy. He said that Mayavadam Asat Shastram. Asat Shastram is a temporary information. Asat means temporary. That will not exist. There are two things, Sat and Asat. Sat means what is eternal, perpetual, no beginning, no end. Sanatana. And asat means just the opposite, which is temporary. So shastra means it must give you knowledge of the eternal world, that is shastra. Whole shastra, whole Vedic literature is meant for to awaken you to your short position, eternal position. Now we are in temporary position with this body. On account of getting this material body, everything here temporary. That is, anyone can understand, nothing in this world is permanent. Everything is temporary. It may be for few years or few hours or few minutes, but it is limited. Even your life in the Brahma Loka, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, so many millions of years you can live there, but it is also temporary. It may be millions of years, that is also limited, because within the time eternal, some millions of years, that is also temporary. So hundreds of years, that is also temporary. So everything here, temporary. The Mayavad Shastra is stated by Lord Shiva as Asat Shastra, temporary. Just like our law books. There, today what is law? Tomorrow somebody in the assembly, legislative assembly, nullify it. No, this law is not required. Then manufacturing law every day. Because here the law is temporary. Today you formulate one law, tomorrow you find it is not very good. Change. So here everything is asat, temporary. It suits for some time and again it becomes unsuitable, rejected, and takes samadhan. Old order changes, yielding place to new. This is going on. Devarasat. The Mayavad is described, the Shankar philosophy is described by Shankar himself, Lord Shiva, that it is Asat Shastra. Asat Shastra means it was temporary requisition. It is not permanent knowledge. It was required for the time being. What is that? But the Mahabharat philosophy was requisitioned by Shankaracharya to defy the Buddha philosophy. Buddha philosophy is Mahabharat because it is also temporary. When Buddha philosophy flourished in India, that is described in Bhagavata and other scriptures, just like Jayadev Kavi, the Vaishnava poet Jayadev, he is worshipping Lord Krishna, thanking him for his accepting the incarnation of Lord Buddha. Keshavadhrita Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadisha. The devotee, in whatever form the Lord is there, because he is devotee, he gives glorify, all glories to the Lord. Keshavadhrita Meena Sarira. When Krishna appeared as a big fish, so the devotee is glorifying Keshavadhita Meena Sarira Jaya Jagadisha. When Krishna appeared as the boar, this Vaishnava is also glorifying Keshavadhita Sukara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha. So, similarly, there are so many glorification of Dasa Avatar by Jayadev. Amongst the Dasa Avatar particularly, this Buddha Avatar is one of them. So Jayadev said, Keshavadhita Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadisha. Why he accepted Buddha Sarira? Sadaya Ridayadar Sita Pasu Ghatam. He was very much compassionate to see unnecessarily animal slaughter. Krishna, God is always kind. So, when unnecessarily animal slaughter is done, he also become compassionate. He is compassionate always. He becomes so compassionate that he comes to stop this nonsense. That is Buddha Sarira. Lord Buddha appeared when there was too much animal slaughter. Nindasi jagga vidhi rahaha suti jatam sadaya vidaya dar sita pasu ghatam. Pasughatam is never tolerated by any person in spiritual consciousness. In Christian religion also, first commandment is thou shall not kill. So, killing business is not very compatible with religious life or spiritual life. Any every religion. In Mahavedan religion also, there are devotees allowed to kill on a particular day, not daily. Kurbani. They are called Kurbani. So anyway, Lord Buddha appeared to stop this animal slaughter. He born in Vedic family, Kshatriya family, princely order, that is Vedic order, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. So, but he enunciated a new type of religion, which is called Buddha religion. So, the main purpose of this religion was to stop animal slaughter. Ahimsa parama dharma. Ahimsa means non-violence. Non-violence. But in the Vedas, there are recommendations, sometimes animal slaughter. Very rarely. The purpose is another. That animal slaughter is not actually slaughter. It is an experiment. Just like we experiment in biological laboratory, killing some animal and see the physiological, nervous system, anatomical. But the medical science cannot give them life. They simply slaughter an experiment. But in the Vedic system, the experiment is made by offering an old animal, bull, within the fire. But that old bull again comes out with a new body. It was the test to see how the Vedic mantras are being pronounced. If they are properly pronounced, animal alive again by chanting a mantra. So therefore it is for this. But Lord Buddha appeared when people were too much engaged in animal sacrifice without any purpose. Actually it was for eating only. In the name of Vedic sacrifice, they were killing animals. And eating, a propagation for animal eating. At that time it became so excessive, pasughatam, animal slaughter, that the Lord became compassionate and he appeared to stop this. He originated a new setup of villages. No animal killing, no more. This Buddha, according to Buddha, see, I read the sanction that you are present. We are talking with the president of Dhyanet. So he was Buddha. So I asked him whether he takes place. Sir, he began to laugh and he said, yes, I am Buddha and our religion, it is forbidden. But I take what can be done, he admits. So Buddha religion strictly forbids animal killing or flesh eating. That is real Buddha religion. Esa vadhita buddha sharir sadaya ridaya dar sita pasu ghatam. Now, the Shankaracharya's mission was, because the whole of India, under the patronage of Emperor Ashoka, all Indian people, they became Buddhists. Lord Buddha, he was incarnation of God, he was very powerful, so Saptare Sabata. So he converted practically the whole population of India, Buddhists. They gave up a Vedic type of religion. Now this Shankaracharya's mission was to re-establish again Vedic culture and stop this Buddha philosophy. Buddha philosophy later on deteriorated in so many abominable conditions. Actually, it came down to the point of again animal killing under the name of Kapali. The Kapali process is very vicious. They kill their disciples and so many things there are. The Buddha Kapali. It became a vicious religious system. So Shankaracharya wanted to stop. So now the Buddha philosophy flourished for temporary relief, stopping the animal killing. And the Mayavad philosophy also flourished to stop the Buddha philosophy. So both of them are Asat Shastra. Asat means emergency regulation. They are not for temporary, for our eternal life. The eternal life, virya, as our occupational duty, is different. That is devotional service, eternal. In any condition, savai punsa parvo dharma, there are different types of religion all over the world. Each religion has got a certain motive to benefit the human society. So there are different types of religion, originally on some philosophical basis. So let them remain. We have nothing to bother or fight with them, because after all, every religion has got some good motive to elevate the person to a certain stage of understanding. They are called dharma or religion. But there is supreme religion. These are all temporary religions. Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianism, and or Mohammedanism, there are so many isms. They are all temporary. Temporary in this sense that because one is born in Hindu family or Christian family, he is automatically Christian. Even he does not accept the principles of Christian or Hindu, because he is born in the family of a Hindu or Christian or Mohammedan, he is accepted as Hindu, Muslim. But that is due to this body. The body is also temporary. Therefore, that sort of religion is also temporary. As soon as the body is changed, now the religion is changed. Everything is changed with the change of body. Not only in human society, but if the body is changed, suppose today I am a human being, tomorrow I become a tree. That is also plant society. The tree is standing for thousands of years, he is very happy. But if you are asked to stand for 3 hours, you die practically. So why? Because due to the change of body, the toleration is there. All sense enjoyment is offered by the laws of nature according to the change of body. Deho yogena dehina. Deho yogena dehina. This philosophy practically is unknown to the world. That body changes and our sense gratification, material enjoyment is offered according to the body. Just like a hog. Hog's sense enjoyment is stool eating. He enjoys life by eating stool. Why? Because he has got that particular type of body. Deho yogena dehina. According to the body, we enjoy our sense. So this is going on. Therefore, the religious system according to the body, it is temporary. That is temporary religion. Permanent religion is different. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita says, Krishna, sarva dharman parityajya, mamekam saranam vraja. That is religion. That is actually that you give up all system of religion. Religion, we take religion as occupation and duty. Religion is also duty. A Christian has got a certain type of duties to be performed. The Hindus, they have got certain types of duties. So religion actually means duties, occupation and duties. So Krishna said, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. This is really it. Krishna says in the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, paritrana sadhuna dharma samasthapana thaya sambhavami juge juge. That I come down to establish the principles of religion. And then he says in the last instruction of Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityajya, give up all religion. Now, one may question that he came to establish the principles of religion. Now he says that give up all types of religion. So what is this? Contradict? No, it is not contradicted. He is asking to give up all types of religion, but is offering another religion. Mamekam saranam vraja. Just surrender. So really, religion means to surrender to God. Religion means to abide by the orders of God. That is it. Simple definition of religion. Religion, dharman to sakshat bhagavat. That a good citizen, what does it mean, a good citizen, who abides by the laws of the state, is a good citizen. Who does not violate, just like in your country I see in parks, in beaches, no dogs allowed. The law is there. But everyone is breaking that law. Everyone is taking dogs to create disturbance. You see? I see the signboard, dogs are not allowed here. But it is deliberately violated. Dogs are allowed. This is not good citizenship. Good citizenship means abiding by the laws of the state. Just like in your road, it is said, keep to the right. So you cannot drive your car on the right side, or no? On the right side you have to drive, keep to the right, not on the left side. In this way, good citizenship means to abide by the laws of the state. Similarly, a religious man means who abides by the laws of the Supreme Personality of God. This time in Christian religion, the law, God's order, Ten Commandments. So one who abides by that commandment, he is really religious. Or in other religion also, there are rules and regulations. Just like in Vedic system, a religious person must avoid these four principles of sinful life. What is that? No illicit sex. No intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. Jatra dharma chaturvidha, adharma, irreligious. So similarly, in every religion, there are some do's and do nots. So anyone who abides by these do's and do nots, he is religious. It doesn't matter whether he is a Christian or a Muslim or Hindu, or Buddhist, it doesn't matter. But if he is strictly abides by the laws given in that religion, then he is a good man, religious man. And there is no fight between religious men. Fight is between irreligious men. But among, say, I have read in some book, that aquatic gospel, that formerly, during Lord Jesus Christ's time, some meetings were held occasionally among all religious people. All religious people. And in one meeting, some Hindu's name was there. He's very prominent. Anyway, so there are different types of religions. The aim is to abide by the order of the Supreme Personality of God. So according to time, according to country, according to climate, according to people, just like in some religion, it is ordered, thou shalt not kill. That means the type of people you can understand, what type of people. They are very much busy in killing at first. Otherwise, why it is ordered, thou shalt not kill? Here in the Bhagavad Gita, it is sarvadharma paritajya mame kaṁ saranam. There is also one, here is one type of order. Thou shalt not kill. And here is one type of order. The sarvadharmān paritajya māmi kaṁ saranam bhajam. You give up all types of occupation and duty and you simply surrender unto me. To whom the instruction is given? To Arjuna. So according to the country, according to the position, time, religious instructions are there. So therefore, you cannot say all religions are on the same platform, because the people are different. But if you can transcend all types of religions and simply surrender unto the Supreme Lord, that is real religion. That is real. Therefore Krishna said, sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekam saranam vraja. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Savai Punsa Paro Dharma. That is first class religion. You can compare all types of religion. According to your judgment, you can say, this religion is first class, this religion is third class, that you can say, and there it is, like that. Because the whole material nature is controlled by three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. So some of these religions are on the group of goodness. Some of them are on the group of passion. Some of them are in the group of ignorance. But everyone's aim is to make some link with the Supreme Personality of God. But it is executed according to the time, circumstances, man, mentality, life. Therefore, if the chief aim is God realization by any religion, the Bhagavad recommends that type of religion is first class, which directly gives connection with God. That is first class. Savai pungsa paro dharma jato bhakti adhokhaji. Adhokhaja. Adhokhaja means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom you cannot realize by your material senses. God is there, but because we cannot realize, therefore somebody is saying, God has no form. There is no God. God is dead. God is impersonal. God is void. That means they have no actually knowledge what is God. They know that there is God, but they do not know actually what is God. But this Krishna consciousness movement is giving presenting the Supreme Personality of Godhead direct. Here is God, Krishna. Here is God. The God says personally, Matnap parataram nanna kinchis asti dhananjaya. There is no more superior truth than beyond myself. Krishna, and Shastra confirms, Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally. There are many other gods, their expansion of his personal energy, his personal self, his external energy. God means God and his different energy. Just like sun. Sun is the light, but sun has got two energies. One energy is light and the other energy is heat. As we find the heat and light. Similarly, there are so many other energies in the sun, the scientific man, they know. But generally, we laymen, we understand that two energies are acting, heat and light. So similarly, the whole cosmic manifestation is made by exchange of this heat and light. That's all. Every scientific man will admit. These trees, these plants, this water, this everything, whatever you see, it is simply an exchange of heat and light of the sun. As we get this experience from this material sun sign or sun heat and light, similarly we can get experience of God by his manifestation of energy. That is stated in the Vishnu Purana. Parasya brahmana shakti sarvedam akhilam jagat jatha ekasthane sitasyagne jyosna vistarina jatha parasya brahmana shakti tathaiva akhilam jagat. Very nicely mentioned. Just like the heat, the same example, the sun glow is a heating substance, very high temperature. It is fixed up in a place, ekasthana. You can see, everyone can see, the vast sky and the sun is lying in one corner. Ekasthana sthitasyagne. Agni, the fire, the sun, is situated in one place. But he is creating all this material existence by his heat and light. Similarly, the Supreme Lord is situated in his transcendental position, ekasthane, in one place. By his expanding his heat and light and different energies, and by exchange of different energies, the whole cosmic manifestation is before us. Parasya brahmana shakti. Parasya. Whatever we see, that is a manifestation of Krishna's energy. That's all. Krishna's energy is not different. But at the same time, energy is not Krishna. That's like sun sign and the sun, there's no difference. Both of them are light and heat. But still, the sun sign is not the sun. When sun sign enters into a room, it does not mean that sun has entered in. The sun is many millions of miles away. But still, by his energy, he has entered a room. Similarly, Krishna is far, far away. Goloka eva nivasati akhilatma bhuto. Govindamadi purusam tamam. He is always enjoying in Golok Vrindavan, dancing and enjoying. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vrikhala phabriti chula vidya vipalayantam. So these informations are there in authorized Vedic literature. We can understand what is Krishna, what is God, what he is doing, what is his name, what is his father's name, everything we can give. In full detail, that is Krishna consciousness, movement. Everyone knows, cleans the idea, there is God. But we can give, actually, who is that God? What is his name? What is his address? What is his father's name? What is his mother's name? Everything. That is Krishna consciousness. So the Mayavad philosopher, they do not believe in this. That is karma. But it is fact. If one is fortunate enough, then he can understand this Krishna consciousness philosophy by the grace of Krishna and Guru. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bij. Eirupe Brahmanda Bhumite Kono Bhagavan Ji. All living entities, they are hovering in this universe, in different species of life, in different planetary system, in different standard of life. In this way, they are simply rotating. Just like, what is that wheel? Sometimes goes up, sometimes goes down.
Ferris wheel.
So that we are on this wheel. Sometimes we are going very up, and again coming down. Kabhu sarge, kabhu naroke, jivedipa. Sometimes in heaven, and sometimes in hell. But I am the living entity. So that is described in the Bhagavata, that Maya, Atma Maya milte raja. This is Maya. I am eternal. Why I am sometimes in heaven, sometimes in hell? This sometimes is, in the eternal life, this sometimes is nothing. It is compared just like dream. Sapna drishta ivanjasa, just like dream. We dream for, say, in our present, in this body, we dream for, say, a few minutes, a few hours. This is also dreaming for millions of years, that's all. But one can wake up from this dream by the grace of Krishna and a bona fide spiritual mind. Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Ji, the seed of devotional service. And if he sows that seed within the heart and waters it, just like if you sow a seed on the ground, you have to put little water. So that watering pouring means this hearing and chanting. Savan Kirtan Jale Karaya Sechan. Which means sprinkling water. So, if you want to make your life successful, then you should hear, you should take the seed of devotional service from the spiritual master. He will give you a hint. This is this. You cultivate it, and it will grow. And for cultivating, the process, just like the same seed, is grown by cultivating by sprinkling water. So you have to continuously hear about Krishna and chant about Krishna. Then that seed of devotional service will fructify. And then it will grow. Our Govinda Dasi has got good experience how the seed fructifies and grows tulsi-tree. So similarly, Bhaktilata bhij, it will grow. If you sprinkle water with this water, hearing and chanting, then it will become a nice tree or plant. It will produce fruit, and when the fruit will take, your life will be successful. this or that. So Krishna consciousness movement is just trying to distribute the seed of devotion and service to everyone. But if he is fortunate, he'll take it, he'll water it, it will grow, and at last will take shelter on the lotus feet of Krishna, and its fruits will be enjoyed. That means eternal blissful life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.